What is your reference point? Do you even know you have a reference point? Not too long ago, I went to a wedding anniversary, and the people who were celebrating the marriage had been married for 24 years and they had 3 children. During the wedding anniversary, the kids came up to talk about the parents, and the first child went up and she said that she loves her dad and her mom so much. But it was really interesting because she focused on her dad, and she mentioned that if she was ever to get married, she wanted her husband to be just like her dad, because she felt her dad was a very good example. The second child went up, also a girl, and she commented exactly the same thing. She said she really adores her father, and that her father was a great example, and that any man who was interested in her had to match up to her father. Then the third child went up to give his own speech. He must have been about 14 or 15. And during his speech, again, he praises his father and he praises his mom. But interestingly, he also said that if he was to get married, his wife would have to be like his mom. Now, one thing they all have in common is their parents were their reference points. For the girls, their father was a reference point. And as for the boy, his mother was his reference point. Now, whether or not we know it or not, whether we're conscious of it or not, we all have reference points. And what I mean by reference points is we all have somebody that we look to. It could either be a singular person, or in some cases, more than one person, maybe a father and your uncle or a cousin or somebody you really adore. And as we go through life, usually, you must have heard the saying, usually a boy or a man generally marries his mother. What do we mean by that? If his mother is quiet, gentle, and generous, subconsciously or consciously, that man would look for a woman, generally speaking, with the same qualities and attributes. He would look for a woman who is gentle, who is generous, and who shares the same qualities, the same personality almost as his mother. The flip side, if his mother is loud and energetic and aggressive, then generally speaking, either consciously or subconsciously, he would look for a woman who shares the same qualities. The same can also happen with women. When a woman looks for a husband or a partner, indirectly, what she's looking for is somebody that she looks up to. In most cases, it would be her father. Her father is generally a person who is somebody who she feels that she can live with. And in most cases, because she has lived with him and she has been taught by him, she generally would feel that she has to find somebody that is similar to her father. There's a girl I know whom every relationship she's ever been in, she's been cheated on. Why? Because the relationships she ends up falling into, or the people she falls for, tend to be of a specific character. Now, the words she says is different from her actions, meaning the things or what she's looking for in a relationship is completely different to what she actually ends up with. So, when I spoke to her, I asked her about her father, and what he was like. Now, this was before she told me about her partner. And she told me that her father, growing up, had never been faithful. He tends to be aggressive from time to time and can be a little bit of a narcissist in the sense that he thinks only about himself. Now, after she told me about her father, I then explained the type of person her partner was. And to her surprise, she was extremely shocked. But it was actually simple, because as mentioned, a lot of times we turn to what we feel we know, what we're comfortable with. A woman, generally speaking, will look for somebody who almost mimics her father, or somebody who has certain qualities and attributes and personalities and characters similar to her father. So the relationships she ends up in tends to be that of what she experienced growing up with her father, meaning her partners, and in particular her current partner, her specific partner she's with right now, he tends to be a liar, a cheater. He's a narcissist in the sense that he only thinks about himself. And she can't understand the reason why she keeps falling for the same people. Every relationship she's been in has always ended in infidelity, or at some point in the relationship, there usually has been infidelity on the man's part. You see, the problem is her reference point, consciously or subconsciously, is her father. Her father is somebody who definitely loves her. She wouldn't argue about that. Even though he'd been unfaithful to her mother, even though he'd been aggressive, even though he'd been selfish, over the years growing up, one thing she cannot deny is her father loves her. So as a result, she looks for somebody who would equally love her unconditionally. So when she sees a person with personality or traits that reminds her of her father, again, either consciously or subconsciously, she gravitates towards those people. But the funny thing is, the same thing that draws her to these people is the same thing that repels her away from these people. So what happens is, she meets somebody who she feels loves her, and there might not even be any substance to it. She's simply going by the way the person talks, his nature, his character, his personality. She feels that because this person shares similar traits to her father who loves her, he must equally love her. So as a result, she ends up with the same type of people. So it's important that you try to look for a better reference point than what you've been presented, or what you've been given, or what has been forced upon you. In other words, take a step back and analyze what your father was, or if you had a stepfather, analyze what type of person he is. If you notice some traits, then try and avoid looking for people with similar traits. It could also be you have a cousin you look up to, a brother you look up to, and you notice certain traits. Rather than being blinded by the love they show you or the admiration you have for them, try and be objective in the way you analyze them. And instead of looking for people that share similar traits to these people, try and find a better reference point. For example, if you have a friend whose husband treats her well, learn from him and look for people who are similar to him. If you have a grandfather who treats his wife well, then when you are looking, or if you are looking for somebody to settle with, or you're looking to be in a relationship, try and look for similar traits in that person. Try not to go in emotionally. Try and look at positive traits in a person. It might be better for you to write the qualities you like in a person. For example, being generous, being kind, being loving. It could be you want somebody who is selfless, somebody who's thoughtful. Write all these qualities down and then look for people who display those qualities and make them your reference point. In other words, rather than you going in solely from an emotional point of view, try and be objective in your analysis when you look at people of the opposite sex. If you're a person who wants a woman, maybe you're a man who wants a woman who is reserved, or a woman who is thoughtful, then look for somebody who displays those qualities and have a reference point that's related to the qualities that you like. Also, for those of you who have children, many times than not, you subconsciously become a reference point to your children. And what that means is, if you have a girl and you're the type of father who is caring and loving, as your child grows up, she'll reach an age where the type of people, the type of men she wants or she's attracted to, will be people who display the same qualities you display, such as being thoughtful, being loving, and so on and so forth. If you are aggressive or a drunkard, bear in mind, as your child grows up, her reference point will be you. So she might see somebody who reminds her of you, and as a result, she might fall for somebody who is a drunk and who's aggressive. Why? Because every time she connects with that person, subconsciously, it's almost a connection to you. So always make sure that you set a great example for your children. If you're a woman who has a son, think about what you are like with that boy's father. If you're a person who is very emotional in your approach to things, if you're a person who is constantly complaining about one thing or another, your son will grow up marrying a person just like you. In most cases, he would generally end up with somebody who complains, which he would then complain about. He would end up with a person that mirrors your own personality. So it's very important that you try to check yourself and consider what example you're setting. Why? Because our children uses us as our reference. And in some cases, children would make references of other people. So if you're in the life of a young person, you might be that person's reference. They might adore you. They might really appreciate you. And as a result, they look for somebody just like you. Now, as mentioned, a reference point does not necessarily have to only be the father or the mother. It could be anyone that you gravitate to, anyone you adore, anyone you look up to. It could be your father, it could be your grandfather, it could be your uncle, it could be your stepfather, it could be your oldest brother or your oldest sister. As a result, we tend to gravitate towards people we feel represent almost the ones we adore. So always remember that. Set a good example for those who adore you, those who look up to you. And if you're looking for a mate, don't just subconsciously be drawn to somebody who reminds you of your father. Take a step back and really process what that person's qualities are, what you like about the person. If you notice there are traits in that person that you don't like, try and terminate the relationship, or at least speak to that person and tell the person that you can't be in a relationship if they display the same qualities. Because whoever you end up with and your reference point are two entirely different things. In other words, your father might be a drunk, but he might love you unconditionally. If a woman falls in love with somebody who is a drunk, the love he would have for you as a woman will be completely different to the love your father has for you. Like the saying goes, blood is thicker than water. So don't expect, because your father loves you as a drunk or a drunkard, that the person you end up with, who might be a drunkard, will show you the same love. You'd end up in more trouble than you can actually handle. So always be conscious. Take a step back to think about the qualities of the person, not just because a person reminds you of your father or your mother or your sister or your oldest brother or your uncle or whoever it is that is your reference point. And also recognize that we all have a subconscious reference point. So what is and who is your reference point?